Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Gonna take a time out, but I only got one left. The shelter sometimes gets old. Gotta leave the farm. Compromise so obvious, no need to sense danger. Let me introduce you to the well-known stranger. It's time we've been acquainted.
To the well-known stranger. We'll be right back. Tones from the second edition album, and a perennial favorite here at the Zum podcast. Before that was Alvarez B, which is Alan Bishop from Sun City Girls, and his Brook Primitiva album put out on Abduction, and a track called Well Known Stranger. And welcome to the podcast if you have not heard it before. I'm George. This is a collection of music that I've been checking out and want to share with you, and stuff on the label as well. For example, now is a track that we put out on a 7-inch a few years ago from the band Abe Vigoda, back in their older lineup, and a track from the split 7-inch with Michaela Screened. It's called World Heart. We'll be right back.
a music fan, as I believe many of you here are music fans. There is a band that was very important to me in high school, and I recently saw a documentary about this band. Who here is a Fishbone Soldier? Any Fishbone fans in the audience? Smattering of Fishbone love. Now, if you don't know who Fishbone were, they were like this punk band from Los Angeles in the 80s. And I kind of, like, the shorthand would be, imagine like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, if they were black and had talent. And that's Fishbone. And so there's this documentary this guy's showing at the Roxy, and I went with my friend and we were like checking out this documentary. Like, and actually, like, it's interesting, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are mentioned in the documentary. Flea, the bass player from Red Hot Chili Peppers, stands there and is like, oh yeah, I totally ripped off my bass style from Norwood from Fishbone. And Gwen Stefani from No Doubt, they all came up together in the 80s in the ska scene, and she's like, oh yeah, I totally ripped off so much from Fishbone. I love Fishbone. I would give Angela Moore, the singer of Fishbone, a million, and then she pauses long enough for me to turn to my friend, that, like, she's gonna say dollars. She's gonna say $1 million. I turn back to the screen, and she says, props, a million props from Gwen Stefani. Now, which is still a compliment, but like the let them eat cake of compliments, I think. It's sort of like if I had a friend, like, let's say, like, my friend is here tonight, and he's like, you know, I became really successful as a stand-up comic, and I used to do shows in weird bars where people were heckling, like, on a Thursday night in Oakland, and, that guy George is still doing comedy at the same GOK, and he's still plugging away at it. Well, good for him. I wish him a million champagne wishes and caviar dreams while I roll off with Judd Apatow in a helicopter right now. And also, what is really weird about that is, who quantifies their props? I believe the quality of a prop is more important than the quantity. I prefer I have one mad prop than a million shitty props. So that's Gwen Stefani that quantifies her props. Piecemealing them out for random punk documentaries. To illustrate the difference between where Gwen Stefani's career is and where Angela Moore's career is, this was at the Roxy, and at the end of the movie, and it turns out Angela Moore's in the audience, and he's like taking questions and signing shit in the lobby. And it's like really surreal. I'm like, it's kind of like that scene in that movie, The Wrestler, where like Mickey Rourke is like selling his VHS tapes at the signing at the rec room or whatever. But it's less like that than if you went and saw The Wrestler in a theater, and then you walked in the lobby when it was over, and you saw Mickey Rourke selling Wrestler DVDs in the lobby of the Wrestler screening. That is more what it's actually like. And I met Angela Moore, and he was cool. He's very charming, very charismatic, a little kooky. But, you know, I was pulling for him. The movie makes you pull for him. Like, I kind of forgot this guy was awesome. I'm pulling for him, and it's kind of a sad story. Like, he's in his 40s, and he lives with his mom, who's a Jehovah's Witness, in, like, South Central. So, I have this scenario in my head. It's like, Angela Moore, finally, the movie's going well, he's scraping some money together. He's, like, gonna go check out an apartment, move out of his mom's place. He's, like, in, like, Silver Lake. He's like meeting with his Asian landlady, because come on, Asian landlady. So he's meeting with his Asian landlady, and he's kind of like looking around the place like, well, it's good that it has two bedrooms because I have a teenage daughter and she likes to come over on weekends. And I need a lot of room to hang my canes and bowler hats. But I have to say, things have been a little rough. Things are turning around because we got this movie going, doing some more tours. But, you know, I hate to ask it of you. First month, last month of August. Would you accept a million props from Gwen Stefani as down payment? She's totally good for it. I have it on tape. In my scenario, this Asian landlady is one of these Harajuku girls, like Tokyo Lolita girls, and they fucking love props from Gwen Stefani. So it turns out totally legal tender to use props from Gwen Stefani to get an apartment in Silver Lake. And Angela Morton's apartment is happy ending for a while. That was a little play. No one is invested in that story as I am, I guess. But I'm tickled by my own concept of a currency that is based on the opinions of Gwen Stefani. Like I had like a dollar, like Ron Paul's gonna be like, well, I think we should get rid of the gold standard, I think we should have a Gwen standard, like, we should pin the dollar to the opinions of white women from Orange County. Like, you know, single-handedly just, like, saving the euro. Gwen Stefani saved the euro. Guess she likes baklava or something. I think, like, using 90s pop stars to solve our economic problems is the next step. It's like the next reality show. Like, maybe that dude from Everclear can solve the mortgage crisis. You guys, I'm just saying, no doubt it's a 1%. Occupy third wave Scott. That's what I'm saying.
Sutherland, whose birthday it is today, so happy birthday, Randy. And it's a MP3 from 2007 that he emailed a bunch of people, including me, and doesn't really have a title, but it's sort of an Albert Eiler tribute, I think is what he was saying, before Randy was me. And I've been doing stand-up lately, I think really more concentrated in the last 3 months, but I've been doing it for a while, but that is a story that I told at a bar called GOK's on Thursday, March 8th. So, yeah, there's more stuff I've been putting up on YouTube and stuff in the works, but I thought that was something that my audience would appreciate. And You Are My Audience. Another name perhaps familiar to people that have followed them for a while, a band from the 90s called Kublai Khan with our friend Chundan. He plays in a bunch of different stuff. Now he does a lot of solo auto harp stuff and recently put out a collaborative CDR with Jesse Kudler. But that was his band in the 90s. They're called Kublai Khan, and it's from a 7-inch on Chocolate River. Track is called Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Before Kublai Khan was the local band High Castle that is also on the label, and a track called Farewell to Limbs off of their album Spirit of the West that we put out on Zum last year. And we began with Abe Vigoda and World Heart. Now, I just saw these really interesting bands on tour from Maine, all up and down the West Coast. They're called Taboo and Ancestral Diet, and they kind of overlap a lot of members, people that are also in Impractical Cockpit, and this woman from Ancestral Diet also does solo stuff, and it's pretty interesting stuff. So here is a track from them.
Full of lights of human and wild with skull of filthiness, a foreign smell of cleanliness, a contagious smell of filthiness, a foreign. Exposed flesh drinks the shade of the empty hollow, like when brick becomes dust in the trembling woman's hand. Take me back to the land of wind and water, unrepentant wind and water. Air turns, fire burns, earth carries, water buries. Water turns, water burns, water carries, water buries.
Nth Meter 10 Speed with Open Air Network from his album Games of Chance cassette only release. We have a couple copies here, and we had put out Strange Gods in 2009 for Davey Harms. And yeah, he is starting to mess around beyond the sampler and pedal world. So he said on Twitter the other day he might change the name of the band. Before Mincemeater 10 Speed was Talon McDonis, a pianist who used to live in the Bay Area, kind of based all over the place now, and that was from an album called Gone Beyond Reason to Find One on Inchtone, and a track called For All Those Yet to Come. And we started with Ancestral Diet with Waterberries from their album Official Waste on Sax Wand. Thanks for listening. This has been George, and we've gone through another hour together. Next show should have new releases from Neil Campbell and Robert Horton, and you can always check what I'm up to on Twitter at George the Chen, and Zum's website, zumonline.com, and we've got a Facebook page also, and hope to see you again.